Blog Talk Radio.
On the radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You busted your home to be a home run. Show me how you do. I wanna just don't dance love with you.
Friday Night Psychics Gone Wild with Kimberly Wilson Ward and Patty Negri. I am Patty Negri, and it's been a fabulous week. I hope you guys have all had a good time, too. Kim and I are going to kind of freeform it tonight, so I'm going to turn it over to her. But let me introduce you to my beautiful co-host, Kimberly Wilson Ward. Say hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Hey, Patty. You know, I got to do this because, you know, the last couple of shows you've done this great introduction for me, and there might be some people on the line that don't know who you are, and I want them to know who Patty Negri is. She's an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was barely walking. And I think what's really cool is she even has a famous movie star dog named Dora.
Yes, I do. And thank you for mentioning her. Your check is in the mail. She's sending it to you right now. Well, thank you for that intro. That's right. We were going to bring in intros. I got to get yours. Ah. But everybody who doesn't know Kim, you need to. She is one of the sweetest, gentlest, most powerful. She's a shaman. She's a psychic. She's a medium. She's an energy worker and healer. And truly one of the most light-filled, delightful people I have ever met. And proud to have her as my partner.
Oh, I feel the same way. And I think we complement each other so well because I'm a little witchy on the side too, but you do all this fun witchcraft spells and herbs, and it's a beautiful, beautiful combination for us to work together.
Yes.
So.
Synchronistic.
Synchronistic. Imagine that.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I've been having it happen a lot. You know, I used to be, well, I still am running at 110 miles an hour all the time. I can't help it. And I've always got my fingers into so many different things that I can't keep up with myself at times. But I've learned over the years that being in such a hurry causes you to miss out on things. You think you're in a hurry to get somewhere, to get something done, but you miss out on so much in the process. So I practice on a daily basis paying attention to those little nudges, just those little nudges. Like today, I ran in to grab some paperwork from someone that I needed to pick up, and I was ready to run back out the door on my normal 110 miles an hour to get to the next place I needed to be, but I stopped and I turned around and I sat down and I talked to someone for about 10 minutes. And I just allowed myself to do that. I allowed myself to be present in that moment and talk to that person. I got up and walked out the door, and there was someone I had been trying to catch up with for months standing right outside that door. And had I run out in a hurry, like I normally would have, I would have missed that opportunity. And it was so synchronistic. It was such a beautiful timing because I just allowed spirit to say, stay here for a moment. And I did not ignore that nudge.
Wow, that is beautiful. And yes, and that, don't you notice that stuff like that is happening more and more right now, whether it's the whole veil thinning or the shift that's going on in the planet? If we actually do take time to listen, to be aware, it's just like on every single corner. And sometimes I think the universe does it to us to wake us up, to make us aware, like, you know, hit you on the head again, hit you on the head. And it's magical.
It is. It's almost like it's just a little reminder that says, I'm here and I'm helping you as long as you listen. You know, it's been happening a lot. You're right. It's been happening a lot. It's been happening a lot to me. And other people are noticing it, too. I mean, even walking in somewhere and someone will go, I was just going to call you, you know.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I wrote that to somebody like 10 minutes ago. Somebody emailed me that I haven't talked to. I don't know. Not. I don't think it's been a year, but maybe. And I was just thinking about them and they emailed me and I just wrote that out. Oh, my God. I was just thinking. So it's in the air.
It is in the air. You know, I started noticing it. Oh, gosh. I can't remember. Oh, 12 years ago, maybe. And it was funny because I had read the book, The Celestine Prophecy. I'd never really paid attention until I read that book, and it talks about synchronicity so much in the book. And I really started paying attention. And I think that's when, you know, it's when it happens the first time is when you go, whoa, that's for real. I had pulled a picture out of my desk of a friend I hadn't talked to in years. And I just stared at the picture, and I talked to the picture. I didn't just stare at it. I talked to it. And I said, Leslie, what have you been doing? I haven't talked to you in so long. And she emailed me.
Wow. That's great. Got your message.
Exactly. But what have you been doing? You've been doing something fun.
I know. I've been doing all sorts of fun things. And this week I did something really, really fun. I'm honored to do it. I got to do the TV show Ghost Adventures.
Woohoo!
Which is for most everybody knows. It's on Travel Channel. It's one of the granddaddies of the paranormal shows. Zach and the boys go into haunted houses. And they've actually brought a lot of visibility to the paranormal world, to the spirit world. They're not real new agey or real spiritual or anything, but they sort of are, actually. So anyway, I had actually told them about a location, one of my favorite locations, the American Legion Post in Hollywood, which all the celebrities went to, all the starlets were introduced at. Plus, it was American Legion, servicemen from all the wars. It was built in the 1920s, I think, went there and hung there in their camaraderie of the service people. And every time you go in there, it is so rich with spirits and energy. And one time, actually, I was sitting at the bar, and the spirit came in, and it was literally Charlie Chaplin. And I'm like, he wasn't dressed in the funny little costume, but I'm like, oh, my God, this is Charlie Chaplin at the bar with me at the American Legion. So I actually talked about that on the show, but they actually came out and did the episode there. So from... they hadn't even done the lockdown yet. I so wanted them to be able to do the lockdown, but they don't let people do that very often. On this show, it's basically, it was three guys. Now they have two kind of tech guys go around with tiny, no big camera crews. And they do go into, they get interview things and find things out about haunted houses and history and what's been going on. Do all the interviews, and now that they're big budget and do this worldwide and been on since like 8-10 years, they do this around the world. But then their big thing is they go in at sundown and they are locked in for the night with just little hand cameras, no crew, and see what they experience. And they do kind of, you know, challenge the ghosts to come out. So I got a lot of information talking to them, especially Aaron, one of them, about how do you guys protect yourself? You guys know what you're doing here. because it, you know, for years that it's been on, I watch it. I love it. I'm glad what they do. But on the part of me, I've just sort of always gone, I sort of made fun of it a little bit because there are these three big macho guys and they come in and they taunt the ghost. Now they're way more respectful, actually, but they used to taunt the ghost. And then the tiniest little thing would happen, like a pin would drop and they'd go screaming like little girls. So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm doing this, my favorite show to me. But actually, they are so committed and doing it, and they believe it. They do it. And it was way more real than I even thought it was going to be. And we were not there for the lockdown. We were just there doing interviews in the building. And there's this one ghost there, not a celebrity. He is a guy who actually lived in the building for 30 years named Marshall Wyatt. He was like the doorman there, the bartender there. And he actually died there when he was 90 years old. He had, you know, this was a big boys club, you know, pool power, playing pool and card games all night and movie stars, you know, every era from, you know, Clark Gable to Frank Sinatra to everybody. But anyway, Marshall's last night, he had won a big hand of poker and was carrying down his winnings and his stuff in his arms. And somehow he slipped, couldn't grab the rail. And he actually died in the arms of the guy who manages the place. And he's a big ham, and he's happy as heck. The second we're in there interviewing with Zach, Mike, scenes with Zach, flashing on and off the lights, moving this, moving that. We tried to get him to move a wine glass. He wouldn't do that. But I kept saying, I go, it's because he doesn't want a wine goblet. He wants, like, scotch glass or something. but it was good, and just stuff just kept happening. I actually... not for the TV show, but I've done two ghost tours there as for charity events for the Hollywood Arts Council. And then just not even 2 weeks ago, I did a seance. People who had bid money to buy seats at one of my seances. Uh-huh. And we got to do it in the very haunted, like, boardroom, the chandelier room. So every time I go, it's like a party.
Oh, that's awesome. I am curious, though, because you mentioned this. How do they protect themselves? What did they say?
Well, it's really interesting. Aaron's the one I had most of the conversation with. Actually, because Zach, who's the main star, he's like kind of macho-est guy. The others are more, well, I don't want to say they're sidekicks. They've all been doing it for years. But he was actually directing the episode. He's executive producer. So though we did have some great conversations, we didn't get into all his history of how he does things because he was always setting up the next scene. But Aaron and I did. And Aaron goes to happen. I'm like, really? Do you know what you're doing here? He goes, I don't. But then I have to go home, and I do. I really do, because I bring home everything. I go, I know. But he actually allows it and takes it in while they're doing the episode. So, I just said, well, be a little careful. Plus, the one thing that he did that I said, ooh, and me being a witch, being a pagan, know how powerful this is, he bloods himself. He will do blood, drops of blood, or he cut himself mm-hmm. once and did something. I'm like, you don't know what kind of a commitment and contract that is. Yeah. I mean, I've done blooding too. Blood my tools, blood my working things, but not give my blood onto somebody else. No way.
Yeah, I've done the same thing on things, just working independently on certain things that I want to be permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're just on some in some big old haunted house somewhere, I'm not be leaving my blood around there.
No.
But he does protect himself when he goes home.
That's intriguing. You know, he really leaves himself wide open.
Wide open. Wide
wow.
open. And maybe that's why the show actually has lasted and keeps going, because they are real and raw. And probably that's even why a lot of people think it's not real. Because that kind of in the moment and this, and I'm feeling this, and I'm feeling that. Because, you know, when you're uncensored, and especially when you're used to people on TV being TV censored, it's very different. So it really makes sense to me now. I was impressed.
That's very cool. I would love to have sat in on something like that. You know, we've got ghost hunter crews up here, and a lot of the shows that I do, the fair, psychic fairs and things, they have their table there. And I get into conversations and stuff with them, but I haven't gone out with them on one of their ghost hunts. I'm going to have to do that one of these days.
Yeah, it's fun. It's very different than what we do. We consider ourselves, we're light workers, whatever we're going to call ourselves, psychics, mediums, even though we both do magical workings and shamanistic stuff. But the ghost hunt is a whole different thing.
Right. Wow. Well, you know, we have, I think, 7 people holding in the queue. Do you think we can take a call?
Let's take a call.
All right. Let's do this. Area code 951, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Good.
Hello.
Hi.
Really?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Hi. It's Nathaniel calling from California. How are you?
Hi, Nathaniel. We're great. What part of California?
I'm calling from Barstow.
Ah, I was just in Barstow 3 days ago doing clearing on two large parcels of land. It was lovely out there. It's way out from L.A. But I just, wow, we ate at the IHOP.
Sure is. How funny. It's not, you know, unless you're out of Vegas, you know, or Laughlin, you don't probably get out here that much.
You don't get out there much. I actually went to do some land blessing, some land clearing on a couple parcels of land that had some stuff going on. And it was like, I'm not in Hollywood anymore, kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice to drive through anyway. I kind of miss the Hollywood. I really miss being closer to the beach, you know, and benefits of beach weather.
Beach is nice too, yes.
I've never been to Barstow.
No. Isn't there a movie called Leaving Barstow?
I want to move. I'm looking for another job somewhere, and I always, you know, put my application out in L.A. or somewhere, trying to get back.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, just keep at it. You, when the right one comes along, you will make your intention. But while you're there, be happy. This is my big thing. Be happy where you are. Appreciate it for while it's there, and go and find every darn good thing about Barstow that you can, and make, you know, every day great. And I'm here now, and I'm gonna love it. And then it actually sometimes makes leaving that much faster when you're that much more content. They'll even feel it in your applications for jobs at other places.
Uh-huh.
I promise.
So, Nathaniel, are you calling about work, or what? Do you have a specific question?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you do mediumship, but mediumship always seems to be kind of a nice thing. But, you know, I've been looking for work for a while. I was on unemployment for a few months, and the last month I haven't been, so it's been about 6 months since I've been working full-time. And it's been a time to, I moved my stuff up here in the garage, and my brother moved out, so I moved all the stuff over here, and I've sold some of it, and, you know, so I'm kind of getting rid of a lot of clutter items as well.
Always good. You have a great voice, by the way. You could go into radio.
So, Nathaniel, I'm feeling a heaviness in my chest, a heaviness in my heart. I got to see if that means anything to you.
Well, I am a bit depressed. I would say that this has been a big evaluation of my life, you know, and I lived in Orange County all my life, and then I've lived here for about a year and a half. And, you know, there's not much up here, you know, if you want to get a massage or go out dancing or something, you know, there's not anywhere you can really go. And there's lots of beggars in Barstow, you know, everywhere you go, there's someone, you know, wherever, Walmart, Vons, or there's these stores and post office, it seems like there's beggars out, you know, everywhere.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They actually closed down the post office in Barstow, so they don't have it, so you can get your P.O. box things at night, and it's the only post office that I know of in California or wherever that closes at night because of the thieves and stuff will go in and try to take mail out of P.O. boxes and try to take mail, you know, out of the mail slot, you know, and people mail it up. At night, they tape those shut so you can't mail a letter, so they can't fish it out, you know, because they'll get a wire or something and try to get some gum or something and fish it out and fish out some letters and then watch some checks when you're paying your bills.
That's crazy.
I've been out here for a while, and half the people are on welfare, and about 10% of the people, I think, are homeless. I'm sure you get, you know, but it doesn't get as old. It's like New York or Boston or Chicago or any of those things. It does get between 15 and 115 degrees out here, maybe even hotter. And, you know, so I don't like that much. I mean, I can really see how Orange County and, you know, L.A. area is really beautiful because it doesn't get that hot or cold. You know, it's pretty nice, you know. But it is a bit crowded.
Well, yeah, it is a big crowd, but every place, I mean, it definitely sounds like you're done with Barstow, but truly try to see what's good about it while you're there for that depression,
yeah.
For that heaviness that you're feeling. And again, just double up. You're trying to get a job somewhere else and try to lighten that heavy heart, because that's going to affect you even in getting out of there. So that's what I'm feeling. Cause there's homeless people everywhere. I live in the Hollywood Hills. There's homeless people at the base of the hills. There's
they can go anywhere they want, so they can go to, I picked up one hitchhiker, and I guess some of the homeless people get big dogs now. They carry around the thing, so they have a bodyguard, so to speak, with them.
It may not be a bodyguard, it may be companionship. You know, think about how lonely it could be.
Oh yeah, but it's tense because those guys.
So you're looking for questions about work and maybe mediumship.
Yeah.
Kim, are you?
When
I kind of all over the place, so jump.
You know, I was feeling the presence of a woman, but she kind of pulled back as he kept talking. But I was feeling the image of a woman. I was picking up this image and feeling a presence of a female figure in spirit world around you. Do you know who she would be?
Probably my mom. She's kind of graceful, so she probably pulled back when I was talking because she's...
This is a very graceful is a good word, timid, quiet person, very genteel. This is the image that I'm getting. Very loving, very caring and compassionate, someone who would give of themselves more before they would take for themselves, if that makes sense.
That's mom.
It's interesting, though, because what I'm hearing is like she wants you need to toughen up a little bit. You know, she has this views of men and women. Women were the soft ones and men were the strong ones. So she wants you to be stronger. I did flip a few cards over for you too. And the cards that came up were emotional loss, financial and material changes, and love begins. And love begins, it doesn't necessarily represent male and female coming together. It can sometimes represent finding something that you love. So when you're looking at career and stuff, I see that coming for you.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
Yeah, and so I'm glad you said that, Kim, because I saw her not like wagging finger away, but doing a little point at you too. It was very interesting, like, all right, come on, Nathaniel. Put your big boy pants on.
Yeah, you can do this.
You can do this, and it's going to be good. And I think you have to work a little harder at it, just a little bit harder at it. I think you've gotten a little bit comfortable being unhappy, or, you know, a little comfortable in that depression, and you need to do something to shake yourself out of it. Anything. Just do something. And you will, and it's going to come hard and fast when you do.
Uh-huh.
So Nathaniel, I want to thank you for calling, but we only have an hour-long show, so I don't want to, and I've got 9 other callers hanging out, so I hope we were able to answer a question for you.
Okay, well, thank you both so very much.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Call
Bye.
Back in and check with us later down, you know, in a few weeks, next month. Tell us about your grand new job. You're living in L.A. You're living in Orange County.
On the beach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. God
okay,
bless you.
Good night.
You. Bless you.
Aw.
He does have a beautiful voice.
He does. Let's grab another caller since we have so many holding.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 818, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Shireen.
Hi, Shireen.
How are you?
We're great.
I just wanted That's good. I just wanted to check to see if there's anything happening with me and a certain person that I have in mind, if anything is going to happen.
I'm seeing a man. What, can you give us the first name or even the initials?
Yeah, first name John.
John.
Thank you. The energy I'm picking up around him is that he's a pretty busy person, pretty dedicated to what he does in life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The first card I flipped over was partnerships and alliances. So that tells me that something is going on there. But I'm also getting the moving on card, and a positive movement forward card. So I'm not sure if he's moving on, has moved on from something, or if he's in a something now that he's going to move on from, or if that really relates to you. I can't tell for certain.
Okay.
But I'm also getting the fulfillment of wishes. So something tells me that there may be a situation that he has to break away from in order to move in that direction with you, or vice versa with you. So,
actually,
again, the cards I'm seeing, it's you.
He has to move from a situation. No, from a situation.
Right. He does.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. Then the cards make sense to me because it shows him moving on, positive movement forward, and fulfillment of wishes for you.
Fulfillment of wishes for me.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you see?
I see that there is a lot of chats to that. So I pulled some really good cards too about love and how this could really work. But be patient, because his attachments are a lot of attachments. It's another relationship, it's financial, it's work related. He's got a lot on his plate. You realize that. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So take that into consideration.
Yeah, I think patience and being supportive, I think, is elemental. I think he really needs that support while he works through issues. Because like I said, my first impression was someone very busy, got their finger in a lot of things or something. So patience, like Patty said, is important.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow.
Yeah. Love.
You know,
never simple.
It isn't. It's funny. It is and it isn't. I think we make it more complicated than it is with expectations. But when it's really love, it can be simple.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah.
So we still have 6 callers. Should we?
Okay, let's go with the callers. Okay. Let's go with callers.
All right.
We love our people. We love
our
callers.
Area code 303, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Michelle, and I also need you to, if you could, give me some insight on, I reconnected with, I guess you could say, an old flame a couple of weeks ago, and it seemed that some sparks still flew, so I want to see what you see around that.
Can we get a first name or initials?
John. Or JD.
I get the sparks too. Ooh, I do get the sparks.
This is old love. It feels like old love, and I don't know if I'm, you know, if I have to clarify what that is. But it's deep. It's
been a long
time. Which is why the sparks were still there. Yeah. I feel like, you know, initially the first time around, you may not have had closure. And so part of the reconnection is to gain some closure from the first time around. So you're more mature now. You both are.
Okay. when you say closure, does that mean that this is all there is, or?
No, but it's almost like you have to close out the last chapter before you can come into the new chapter, because if the closure wasn't there from before, you'll relive it again this time. This is really interesting, because I shuffled these cards like crazy, and when I pulled them up, I get this partnership card, but I also get the heart chakra and the solar plexus. So that tells me you need to trust your heart. Don't doubt it. But the patience and planning card also came up. So work through this, you know, and if there was anything that was not resolved completely from the first time around, resolve it, talk about it, okay? Because I've got a great fulfillment card that came up for you as well. And
okay,
the positive movement forward.
Okay. I recently sent him my contact information, and I believe he got it. I'm hoping somebody else didn't get it. I'm just wondering if you see any kind of dialogue or any sort of communication at some point again.
I do. When you recently saw him, did you speak with him? Did you get into conversation?
We had a conversation, but we were in mixed company, so I didn't want to bring up a lot of. I mean, we were with mutual friends that kind of don't know the whole history of us, and so
okay.
I didn't want to push him to talk about stuff that he didn't want to. So I just kind of let him talk about what he wanted to, and he was mostly venting about work because he's not. And I got the sense that it goes deeper than not being satisfied with just work, but I didn't want to push him into talking about things that were making him uncomfortable because we had just reconnected, and I was a little nervous, to say the least.
Right.
Well, I see that you have a lot of control over this energetically, like moving energy, but I understand why Kim completely pulled those cards and agree with her 100%. He still remembers whatever wasn't resolved. And in the last time around. So that would be a really great place to start. But is there anything that was real unfinished? What is this big thing hanging over that I'm seeing?
Hanging over him? Or?
Well, over the relationship. The past thing. Because I'm seeing why she pulled all those cards, because there really is something very, very unresolved that would be a big old glitch in the armor.
Why did you split up initially?
I'm an empath, and he was going through some stuff. He was attached, and he may still be. I didn't ask him. He was going through a lot of stuff with her and complaining, and I'm an empath, and I didn't know how to deal with that because I was picking up on all the negativity. And so I kind of backed away. I did it very gently. Just kind of didn't see him again after that point because I just couldn't
okay,
deal with what
so
he was going through.
So he doesn't necessarily know what happened, so that could be what's unresolved.
Right. There's a loss of trust. It doesn't know what happened, and
And that's why that solar plexus and heart card came up then.
Okay. Well, he seemed, like I said, when I reconnected with him, I didn't want to bring all that negativity up, and so he gave me a hug and called me sweetheart, and unfortunately opened a vein and opened up all the old emotions that I had been trying to. I'm glad he said it, and I'm glad that part of it seems healed for me. But
so you need the opportunity for the closure to have that conversation to create the understanding, because without that understanding, there's no bond. Does that make sense? And that's the element that's missing.
You need it for you as much as for him.
Well, all I can
whatever
say
the
is,
relationship does or doesn't.
Yeah, all I can say is I'm sorry that I took off that way, but at the time I didn't know what else to do because I figured that he needed to walk that part of the path by himself because I couldn't help him out of it. And so.
And that may very well have been the case.
Yeah,
so as long as you see communication again, I'll get that opportunity. I don't know how he's feeling about things now since we reconnected, but
Do you have contact with him? I mean, I'm not one to think writing is better than the spoken voice. But do you have access to, like, email or something? Or leave
I did email him. I emailed him my contact information because I don't have his because, like I said, I think he's still attached, and he's attached to someone that really doesn't like me all that well. So I don't know if he's even allowed to talk to other women, to be honest. I do have access to email, but it's a work email, so.
Okay, well, I would say the first thing is not jump right in with, like, you raise these emotions back up, the pain, the love, the this, the that. I would say it's just that how you would like to talk to him about closure, that how the relationship ended was not right, it was not in communication. Not saying you want to get into another relationship, but that you really want the closure from the last relationship. So then whatever, like I was saying, does or doesn't start up, it's clean and
clear. Exactly. And then and there's a sense of peace that will fall around you when you have that, when that closure and understanding is there. And then what comes from that will be true, regardless of what it is, and you'll feel good about it.
Okay, so do I wait for him to contact me? Because I've already gave him my contact information. I don't know what else to do at this point.
I would wait.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
I would wait.
No. Because I don't even know. I could have gotten him in trouble by sending that. Hopefully I didn't. But I just felt I needed to send it. So at least if he wanted to contact me, because I do feel as well that he's going through a lot that has nothing to do with me.
I do feel that he will contact you. Just give it some time.
Okay, and you don't have a specific timetable right now?
No, it feels like there's too much around him to be able to tell a specific timetable for you.
And too much around you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Well, there's a
enjoy
lot
your
I'm
life.
Having to process. There's just a lot I'm having to process about this because I didn't expect it to go as well as it did. I thought he was still, and he may still be upset, but I didn't notice it when I reconnected with him. He seemed very
And you weren't expecting your feelings either.
I mean, I knew they were there, but I wasn't expecting to come back. I wasn't expecting them to come back slamming into my heart like that, like they did. I mean, they're a lot stronger than I even expected. And I think that's what's throwing me a little bit, you know.
Okay. Breathe into it. Make this a healing for you, if nothing else.
Okay.
I would do some, truly. Release, let go. Don't give up guilt. Give up you didn't do anything right. You did what you did. It's all part of the process.
Okay. I was just wondering how he felt about everything because there was a point in which I screwed up and I couldn't even talk to him because I was too busy looking at him. It was kind of stupid, but.
Love. forgive yourself for being human, because guess what? You're human. We're all human.
Exactly.
But again, try to take the high road in it and be respectful if he is in a relationship. You have given him that information. You've given him the chance. If you have the opportunity to let him know that you feel, you know, that it was unfinished something and that you would love to talk, great. Even meet for coffee or talk on the phone, something that he feels safe.
Yeah.
But I agree with Kim. Give him some space because I don't think he was expecting this whole thing either.
Yeah, I did tell him in the note that I wrote that I miss him and I missed him in our conversations and I'd like to keep in touch. I don't know what else I can do at this point. I didn't want to bring up all of the stuff in an email, but...
No.
Just wait.
I would just wait until he reaches back out. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Good
luck to you.
Thanks a lot. Right. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right.
I'm
going to grab this strange phone number to see if anyone's there.
Okay. Hello, strange phone number.
Do we really have an area code 111?
Hello? Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm so sorry. My phone must have been updated because it should not be an unlisted number. Oh, my God. I'll have to check that when I'm done. Wow. Well, I'm from Ohio. How's that? My name's Sharon. I'm so sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
Hi, Sharon. Don't be sorry. I'm from Ohio. A lot of nice people are from Ohio.
Ah. Oh, okay.
So how are you, Sharon?
I'm hanging in there. How's that?
All right. That's fair. What can we do for you?
But it's not a love question. That's not my problem, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking for employment. Do you see me landing a job soon?
I'm seeing, I just got an image of almost like you jumping up going, woohoo, finally. So I'm saying, yes, it's coming.
My goodness. I had a phone interview yesterday with a company I would love to work. The bottom line is I've been contracting for 9 months. Oh, my gosh. Do I see the light at the end of the tunnel? How's that?
You do. You definitely do. And you're getting, aren't you even getting stronger? Aren't you getting more positive about it?
I
feel your energy is on an upswing. Yeah.
It is.
So
it's been a real,
it's been a
struggle, boy.
But that's going to affect everything. That will help you get the job. They'll feel that. They'll see that even, you know, through a phone conversation or a written application. So just keep on that upswing to things and keep the light energy about it, a little bit of levity that I like what gives the woohoo. light
so
at the end of the
funny.
Day, yes.
Oh, my God.
We'll go there and it'll come that much faster.
Do you think it'll be by spring,
I see
March
something
or April?
All right. That's my Will it be by spring, March, or April?
Oh, my God.
I see yes. I'm getting a yes. Again, nothing's written in stone, but the way the universe works it, the chances are probable and likely that you will have it by spring.
And I pulled 3 cards for you, and the way they came up were trust. Even though you hit these obstacles and challenges along the way, the material harvest card came up, and that's an awesome abundance card. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anything else? Oh, my goodness. This has been a struggle. Anything else?
You're coming out of the valley. That's what the spirit is showing.
There you go. Happy
you're
days
coming
of
up
again.
Out of the valley.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Check
Thank
in
you
with us. Let us know when you get your job.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. So we have less than 20 minutes left, and we still have 5 callers. So.
Okay, I guess we'll go faster.
Okay.
We'll have to talk really fast.
Area code 701, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Can we get your name?
I'm Nora.
Did you catch that, Patty?
Was it Nora?
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 Yeah, Nora. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we lost you for a second. Hi, Nora. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, I was wondering, I've been trying to put together like an outline for a book for the past couple of months, and I'm kind of in the middle of doing like a big clearing for myself. And so I was wondering if there's maybe anything like past life related that might be preventing, like blocking my creativity, I guess, or anything about a book or like writing on a, for if I should focus it on a book or on my blog.
I think focus is the key word here. Just write. I think you should definitely start out with a blog and get comfortable because I feel start and stop hesitation, even in your voice, but more than that, it's an energetic thing. Like you're not clear. You've got to have a crystal clear view. You've got to have a laser view of if not whether it's a book or it's a blog or what your message is. And I'm feeling some stop and start energy there. So do you know what it is you want to say to the world?
I'm a psychic medium and I run my business out of Portland. And I kind of, sometimes I find like I get like the same kind of clients or they're like looking for like the same kind of information. And so I'm thinking, like, just kind of gathering, like, my ideas from that. Because I just find myself repeating myself a lot.
I would look back at what are you repeating yourself on and what message lies within that information specific to you. Because one of the things that I'm picking up from you is there's some underlying fear of success. And
okay.
I'm not sure where that's coming from. But I almost feel like the reason you don't just jump and do it, there's this fear of success.
And that was kind of what, like I said, I'm in the middle of that, like I'm doing a big group clearing and it's really helped me a lot. But I've done some past life exploration for myself, but I was just wondering if there's anything that like, maybe I don't know about yet that could be
contributing to that. Okay, the image, when you said something, and I don't even know what you said, but what I was, I got an image of you, probably past life, very successful, but something happened, and there was a lot of ridicule. There was it's almost like laughing you off stage type of thing is the only way I can describe the image that I got. So when you're doing this clearing, try to tap into that. Okay. I'm not picking up a year. I'm just an image.
Okay.
But this image is almost like you in front of a large group of people presenting the information and being well respected, and then something happening, boom, and it's like you were completely discredited. So tap into that when you're clearing.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And I would, to get, I love that. And to get that smoothness, I would say start out with your blog. Because again, that's good for business. That gets it out there. That gets your name out there. So when you do turn your blog into a book, you've got that many more followers.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nora.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, keep going.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, time's flying. Ah!
Area code 852, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, host. This is Mimi. I'm calling from Hong Kong. Happy Chinese New Year to you, too.
Happy Chinese New Year to you.
Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Thank
you so
much
just
like
Hong
to have,
Kong. Yay!
So I'd just like to have questions, you know, just like, you know, like how about this year, you know, my general reading, just briefly, just like, you know, what I need to be paying attention to. Thank you so much.
First thing I'm getting is that start this new year, let's just start, a little more nurturing of yourself. You're always looking outward to everybody else, what you're supposed to do, what you think you're supposed to do, taking care of everybody else, a little more looking inwards and just really nurturing yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, very much.
Okay, yeah, I got that strong and hard. I mean, every day, I mean, baby steps, because I could tell you that it's not comfortable for you. You almost feel guilty about it. Do something every day, one little thing, whether it's a conversation or what you're doing or what you say or, you know, an extra long bubble bath or you light a candle or you take a walk, something to just nurture.
Ooh.
We have to feed ourselves, our soul and spirit. And I get that you're
all
a
right.
little drained there.
You know,
all
it's
right.
interesting,
well, right.
Patty, that you said you felt she was a little bit drained because I pulled some cards up and accelerated motion was the first card that came up, which tells me that things typically just move really fast for you. You achieve these little successes all the time, but somehow you tend to see a little obstacle and you'll trip over the smallest little thing. It could be a little piece of paper on the floor and you're going to trip over it and it trips you up a little bit, but it not for very long. You snap right out of it really quickly, and the material harvest card also came up. So there's a lot of success around you, when you get moving just a little too fast, slow down, stop, and breathe, and you'll avoid some of these little obstacles so that you don't have to trip over them.
So January is quite good, huh? Not bad this year.
I don't.
Wow, that's
no.
very good.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah,
wow,
no, it's
thank
very,
you
very
so
good.
Much.
Thank
you. Wow, thank
add to
you
your
so
clarity,
much.
Add to your joy with everything.
You know, and keep in
I'll
mind,
call back
maybe.
Shows. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Mimi.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Kimberly.
You're
bye
welcome.
Bye.
Thank
you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
What a beautiful spirit.
Oh my gosh,
wow.
That was so nice. She's got great energy.
Yeah.
And Hong Kong.
I love it. It might be our farthest person of the day or the week or the year.
Well, we've got 10 minutes to try to get these other three callers in.
Okay, let's do it. We can do it.
We have an unlisted 111. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, my name is Patricia, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for taking my call. How are you, lady?
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
We're great.
I need to start to earn income, and I feel I need to start earning income. is it a good direction to start with speaking, and then as a new speaker, and designing something like a VIP day? You know, to designing and marketing of VIP days and to obtaining, you know, well, determining my target market, so on and so forth. And then to start speaking to young girls, women. But as part of service also, I believe part of it's my life's mission. But, yeah, definitely I need to start earning a continuous income. Or is it something else that I should be doing as an moving toward the entrepreneur?
I'm getting two separate images, Patricia. One of the images I got was, yes, you should do some speaking, and you should find some, I'm hearing, nonprofit organizations who would welcome you in that allows you to talk to groups of people. But I'm also seeing you doing something more, and I don't know, it could be related to this, because what I saw was you sitting at a desk doing something, so, like at a computer or at a desk. So it could be part of this work. It could be the marketing aspects of this. And it may be something to do with being online. But I get really strong images of finding these like non-for-profit organizations or groups that already have members that would welcome you in as like a guest speaker to talk to people. Because I feel like it's really interesting. Your voice, you're very soft-spoken and gentle. But the energy that comes out of you when you get excited is really high vibration. People will want to listen to you.
Okay. Let me ask you what you were sensing and feeling. You said I was seeing a desk. Would have anything to do like with sound editing? Let's see. Sound designing, is that what you're... Because I'm a student as well. And that's what I'm studying.
You're what?
A student studying sound design?
What about sound and audio engineering? But I'm considering going into, you know, as one destination, being a sound editor.
Okay, that makes sense, because I was almost picking up like it was a second job, but I wasn't sure if it was related to the speaking. Because that feels where there's money to me.
Yeah. The speaking is probably not going to be money at first. And if you focus on it being about money, your message gets lost at first.
Exactly.
You need to get out there with the message. So I think you can combine them both, where you're doing your passion and you have your message, which eventually can certainly turn into money. But that's right. not why you're doing it first, to get the message out there. And if you have the passion for the sound editing, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
How many do we have?
We have one left, and we have five
okay.
minutes. We're doing
Woo!
Awesome. 813, you're on the air. Hello? Maybe no one's there.
Oh, no. 813, come back to us.
Hello? Hello? They're not there.
Oh, maybe they fell asleep. Well,
maybe they hang up. If they call back, we'll try to grab them. In the meantime, we've got 5 minutes to chat.
We've got 5 minutes. We can chat, you and I. So what have you, we've been talking about what I did this week. What's something you want to talk about? Or some of the synchronicity you were talking about, too. Anything you want to bring up? And plus, we have to tell people where they can find us.
Well, why don't we do that?
And we have to tell people where they can find us July.
Oh, let's talk about July. Let's talk about it. This is amazing.
Yes. In July, we are doing a conference. We're both members of the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And come July, in Dallas area, we are doing 3 days. So anybody in the area or wants to fly in, do you know the name of it? I have to look up the name of it. We have a new name for it. It's like the afterlife. It's discovering the psychic within. It's beautiful, whatever it is.
I will find it.
But anyway, it's at a beautiful store called Miracles of Joy. Right now, we already have a Facebook page. And if I knew the name of it, I'd tell you how to get to the Facebook page.
Okay, the name of our conference is Embrace Your Spirit and Awaken the Psychic Within.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be it's really reasonably priced. A mix and mingle Friday, workshops all day Saturday, a panel meeting, a gallery reading, a seance, and people flying in. Kim from upstate New York, me from Los Angeles, Shauna from up the Seattle area, Deborah Bishop from Nashville, John Capello, who is a Dallas resident, and it's going to be amazing people brought together. So anybody, come join us in July.
July 17th through the 19th.
Yes, and we will be posting information very, very soon, because we're just in the very beginning stages of finalizing who's going to be there and getting the information out, and we'll put it up next week for sure. And other than that, where can they find you, Kim, if somebody wants you for a reading or a session or a healing?
New Beginnings, holisticwellness.com. And I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/holistictiger. You can find me there as well. Or on American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums.
Right. And we are also ESP Psychics, ESP.com. You can find us everywhere. You can find me at pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com, or on Facebook. The two Patty Negris on Facebook are both me. Friend me, like me, Twitter, all those good things. And, of course, amcpm.org, the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. But if you're looking for a great weekend in July, no matter where you live, come join us. We're all flying in for it, and it's going to be great.
It will be a great conference, and it'll be at a great center, too. I'm getting really excited about going down there. In fact, I started looking at booking my flight already.
Yes, I'm actually going to start doing that now, too, because the sooner the better we can find deals.
Exactly.
So please join us next week, everybody. And, hey, while you guys are here,
Patty, we've got 60 seconds, and Lexi in the chat room just asked, does Darren want to have a relationship with me, or does he have issues to work on?
Okay. Yes and yes. I get a little bit of both. Are you getting more clarity than that, Kim? I get, yes, there is interest there, definite interest, but yes, there are issues.
Okay.
I don't know. You're getting a clear, and I'm getting a split down the middle. So
yeah, I'm seeing that white picket fence, which is my sign for on the fence. definitely split down the middle. Maybe she can call in next week on Friday and catch us then, because I think We are about 9 seconds until we are off the air.
Yay. Bye, everybody. Good night. Blessings to all.
And thank you, everyone, for listening in.
Come back next week. I'm going to keep talking.